sir?
How you doing, Joel?
Not bad. Better than you. It's with all due respect, Congressman. At times, I wonder why you took the job. Let me ask you this. Obvious question. Do you think we'll get a farm bill by the end of the year?
I have no idea.
That's probably a fair answer.
Faster.
Yeah. Well, where are we at today?
I was optimistic on Wednesday night. We met there for quite a while, and it looked like it was coming together. I was pretty optimistic. We met again Thursday morning. The first meeting seemed to still keep things kind of on track, but then something changed, and when we went back at 1 o'clock, the whole thing blew up again. So I don't know. It's something I've been worried about for a while. What it boils down to is what people think needs to be in the bill in order for it to pass the Senate makes it very hard to pass the House, and for what people think needs to be in for the House makes it hard to pass the Senate. And we just can't seem to find a sweet spot there to, to get to a place where people think we've got something that can get through both bodies.
Well, you're known to be able to look across the aisle and work with people from all sides.
When I went back, whenever that week we were off, I went back, offered a compromise on one of the big sticking points, seemed to break the impasse. The Senate thought they could live with it. Now, this was on a Wednesday afternoon, I believe. By Thursday afternoon, after I had come back to Minnesota, the staff had talked both the House and Senate leaders out of it. So that one fell apart. Well, then on Wednesday night, again, I offered another compromise that, again, seemed like it. Everybody was in the room, all the staff people. They went around and talked. They had each of them say, well, looks like this is something we can work with. And by Thursday, it unraveled again. So I've been trying. Well, I haven't hit the I haven't hit the sweet spot yet. I'm not going to give up, but I don't know. It's hard to figure out what we can do today. You know, that's on the commodity title, and we still have problems on the food stamps issue too. You know, so
yeah. So. When it shakes out, Congressman, describe to people if by the end of the year we don't get a farm bill, what happens?
Well, it's hard to say. The Senate says they're not going to have a extension. The administration says they don't want an extension. But if they don't do an extension, if we don't get a bill, then permanent law has to be start being implemented, which causes all kinds of other problems. There is no good scenario if we don't get a bill. So as I understand what the plan is now, is that we're going to be together on we're going to do a phone thing on Monday night. In the meantime, the staff is working to see if there's any way, any ideas people can come up with. The corn growers threw out a compromise that I don't think we were really aware of, or at least I wasn't yesterday. Whether that gets any traction or not, I don't know. But we're going to talk again Monday night. And then they also, the senators are off the week after Thanksgiving. We're in session, and that's another problem, because then the following week is the last week we're supposedly going to be in session. So they've told the senators on the conference that they have to be available to come back Wednesday of that week. So it's still a possibility if we could get an agreement by Wednesday of that week, that we could get something, get the language written, get it scored and so forth, and then have it, on the floor that final that week of the 13th, and get it done. So we're running out of time. I mean, I basically thought that if we didn't get it done yesterday, they're making it almost impossible, but it still could be done. It's going to be difficult, and people are pretty dug in. We left the meeting yesterday. Stabenow and Lucas were pretty dug in, and there was not a communication going on. So.
Congressman, does what happened in the Senate yesterday with the Senate Democrats, playing the nuclear option on filibusters, does that make it even harder?
Well, I imagine it does over there, but I don't know. I mean, the issues in the Senate are really not, I don't think there's so much Democrat-Republican issues over in the Senate. There's just a big difference between the Senate and the House on how to approach the commodity title and also on food stamps. So I'm sure it's not going to help. I don't know. It's just another complication. And, the bottom line, I see this morning the Democratic senators in the House and the Senate are blaming the House Republicans for this. That's not going to help anything either.
I guess what I was getting at with that, Congressman, was, right now the Democrats are in the majority in the Senate. They play this option. It plays out all over national media. And really the only way for the Republicans right now to show that they do have a level of power in Congress is to do it through the Congress, to do it through the U.S. House. And so does it have the Republicans dig in even deeper is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, that's what's been happening. I mean, in effect, but how much communication there, the Republicans in the House and the Senate are not necessarily on the same page on the farm bill. So that's another issue. So I don't know how much cross-pollination there is there. But there's, the differences that we're having with the Senate, frankly, as much with Republican senators, maybe more with Republican senators than they are with Democratic senators.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's just, right now it's hard to be optimistic. I've been up and down hour by hour this week.
I've been with you for a lot of it. Yeah. I've heard some of those exchanges. Congressman, I have to ask you this. I mean, you've been a leader in our area for a long, long time. 50 years ago today, President Kennedy was shot. What do you remember of that time, and what effect did it have on you?
Well, I was in the Army. I was at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and it was a shock. The military, of course, they were on more heightened alert because nobody knew exactly what was going on, but I was down in Fort Leonard Wood probably 2 weeks before my tour was up. Like everybody else in America, we were shocked. The security at Fort Leonard Wood was ramped up and so forth.
Yeah, it's one of those times that I think a lot of people that were around in that era, I was so, for me, I was a year and a half old, or 2 years old or something like that. I was born November 2nd in 61. This happened, state and so I was 2 years old and you're sitting there and I don't remember it, but when you talk to my sisters and you talk to my brother, they certainly remember it.
It changed the country. I don't think there's any question about it, And had that not happened, Vietnam may not have played out the way it did. Who knows exactly what would have happened. But it clearly did change the country. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah. Congressman, I'll let you catch that flight. Thank you for coming on News and Views.